Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me as always, my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, guys?
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Great.
Good morning. Thanks for stopping by. I hope everybody enjoys the show.
Episode 31. So we're going to, I think we're going to like remember everything up to and including the 2023 Mid-America Trucking Show. And then.
Are you saying we're doing a review show?
I'm saying that this whole thing starts over effective immediately.
I'm going to talk about your drive home.
My drive home, I slop it.
Yeah, he has no memory.
I've already heard about your drive, Dave, because the guy that had to drive home that wasn't with you was complaining that you were sleeping.
Well, that's a good job. Hey, he got his room and board paid for. He can drive.
No, I said the guy that wasn't with you.
Oh, that would have been you and Bill. Yeah.
Bill goes,
oh, I was complaining about that?
Bill goes, that son of a gun slept the whole way home.
And I didn't even know that until...
I guess there was a tornado Michael went Stadlin. Through
yeah, through Indy. Back off your gain a tiny bit, Dave.
Up here at Whiteland, I've seen quite a few that videos. Was... CDL Life had some videos on their
Yeah, they did.
About that. Boy, there was it tore through there pretty good.
Yeah, it took out a couple of them... brand new warehouses. They don't have all the doors in. The wind went in them things and like a big balloon popped.
Can you say job security?
The metal. Like,
well, I guess we have to do it again.
Yeah, all that metal and everything was strung all the way across the highway.
Yep. Down I don't know
the
what's
ditch
worse.
On the other side and over on the pond over on the east side of the road. It was pretty bad.
What's worth, putting the building back up or cleaning up the old building first?
It's hard telling.
It's probably toss up either way.
I dare say they didn't have to go across the highway to get pieces of the old building.
To rebuild it.
But True Talk, episode 31. Here we are.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, good morning. We got new theme music. We're going to... not a complete revamping of the.
It's called a reboot.
Yeah, you know, it's a new year. We had a great time at the Mid America Trucking Show. It was, I think I could speak for all of us when I say that it was nothing short of transformative for the show and for me anyway. So, we're recording Saturday, April 8th.
Before breakfast.
2023. Yeah, before breakfast. So and we're a little moody as a result. Yeah.
A growling noise, that's Dave's belly.
Three fat guys that are forced to work an hour and a half before they eat. Yeah.
Speak for yourself, dude. I get up early.
You get what you get, you know.
Yeah. I've been up since about 4 o'clock myself, so
I don't know though. What are some of the highlights we wanna talk about that happened?
I think we enjoyed meeting a variety of people at the truck show. There was just everybody. We met people from London. We met one fellow from Australia. And
yes.
The boys from London, they were, They made me giggle, man. Just the stuff they was saying, and you know.
Well, that's something out of our wheelhouse. We don't get to hear
it
that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So it was fun to listen to.
Well, and we was hoping. I mean, I gave him a bunch of our business cards. I said, spread them out to your buddies over there. You know, get us hooked up across the pond. And he's like, oh, we'll do that for you. You know, so
yeah.
But yeah, it was fun.
But even just the people, I mean, you'd be talking to one guy, you could tell he was from New York, heavy, accent. Boston accent.
Yeah.
And the next guy come up there from California, just the people was great. Did anybody notice that they wanted to be the fourth or the fifth fat trucker?
Oh, gosh, how many people said that? Hey, man, I'll sit down and we'll be four fat truckers in.
We could have took applications for hours.
I kept telling them we ain't taking applications. And then you get some skinny guys that, yeah, you don't even qualify.
Well, the best guy comes up there and he goes, are you guys the three fat truckers? And he goes, I go, yeah. And he goes, I don't believe you. I go, why?
He goes, yeah, I remember that.
There's a box of donuts right here, and it's still full. Because if you were fat, them wouldn't be there.
No, then we had another one that came up, and apparently we weren't fat enough for him. Because
we've had a couple of them. You ain't near fat enough to be three fat truckers.
And I
got a buddy that weighs 550, you know.
You're like, I resemble that remark, you know.
Yeah, we resemble the hell out of that remark.
And what he didn't realize was that box of donuts was to lure him in.
Yeah, we were just trying to, that was bait. See who we could get come up with.
Well, then Dave's giving them to the little kids, and I'm like, that's not what you're supposed to do today.
Well, did you guys happen to, well, I don't know if you, Bill knows this, but I lost my voice coming home Sunday and Monday and Tuesday.
It finally started
to come back. Yeah, it's slowly.
Oh, okay, so that reminds me. Let me go on ahead and say, fantastic job, fellas. I could not have been more proud of the job both of you guys did and the things you were doing. Steve and the interviews? What? Steve? Oh, my God.
I'm trying to think of a good
analysis.
No, I don't watch news anymore. Who's the news guys now?
We'll just call you Harry Carey.
Harry Carey, Wrigley Field.
Give me a Budweiser.
Holy cow.
I have fun doing it. I mean, it was the first time we really got into doing the
We got to throw the producer under the bus. Walking around and he sees his
I was gonna get to him, yeah.
He sees his idol out there and he's like, Steve, come on, we have to go interview her.
We gotta go interview Bunny. Yeah, he's all horn dogging it up there. But yeah. He's like, oh, I know that's her truck right there. Come on, let's see if we can go find her. I said, was she married? He goes, yeah, I don't care. Let's go find her. I said, well, if you don't care if she's married, you don't care that she's 40 years younger than you too.
Well, so that or was somebody that he had heard of.
He follows her on
Instagram.
He's been following her for years and stuff, so he was excited to see her, which was pretty cool. I was glad to see a lot of people.
Well, and they had quite a few cool trucks that they, I mean, customized and stuff, and ones that are their daily runners that they use and stuff, so yeah.
Amazing how some of those trucks are. I have trouble keeping mine clean.
You got to remember they're in a state that it's sunny, like Florida or down. They're in a place that's
Arizona,
nice all day long usually. So yeah, it's easier to keep looking like Arizona.
The last time I come across Arizona, they may have sunny weather and nice clean trucks, but their roads suck. Terrible.
New Mexico, 40. you go up over the hill and it's 100 degrees on one side, you get the other side, and it's 50.
Yeah, and it's snowing.
Well, I'll tell you what, I have been since, you know, everybody that we was introduced to down there and was checking us out as far as the other podcasters and stuff like that, as far as doing a little networking and, you know, them liking us, us liking them.
That's what it's all about.
Looking at some of their pages, the one there, I noticed has quite a bit of stuff far as letting truckers know about the weather and stuff was that CDL Life, and they posted a bunch of this latest snowstorm out west out there that there was a picture from, was it South Dakota? There was a pickup sitting under the overpass and the snow was as tall as the pickup.
Yeah, I seen that
one where it was dug out. I was like, man.
Yep. I have CDL Life on my phone now.
Yeah.
And I was talking to them guys, and they said, come over and check our podcast out. I'm like, I come over and steal your news, so we have something to talk about. Yeah.
CDL Life, big shout out. We want to thank you for being the single most prolific news provider for three-minute truckers.
That and Florida, what is it called?
The Florida Daily.
The Florida Daily. Yeah, where we get all the good.
Where were they at? Nobody invited them. Hey, we didn't know none
they
about
was,
it.
They was chase, it's funny how you always do a southern accent no matter what state it is.
I
don't
know.
That's the only one he knows how to make fun of
somebody. It's the hillbilly accent.
Yeah, I guess. But the reason why they wasn't there because there wasn't no alligators. But every story has got an alligator in it.
And it's Florida. It didn't have to do with trucking. We always get them good shows. It just, guy got arrested on Longmore for going to the bank and drunk and got hit in the drive-thru.
DUI going to the liquor store on the Longmore, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever happened to that one, he was really popular for quite a while. I think he sort of fizzled out, was the Longmore Steve guy where he's getting pulled over on a scissor lift going down the road, and the cop tries pulling him over, and he raises a scissor lift up, says, come get me.
Oh, I remember that.
remember him?
Yeah.
I think he petered out, or he's in jail for good.
Eventually, the weather's going to get him, or the belly is, because he's got to come down sometime.
Oh, he had his own little, I think it was just YouTube kind of deal, where he would make hillbilly stuff with how to make your own bidet, and he put a squirter from the sink around the toilet seat and tee it in, and you sit in the toilet, you can spray your rear end with the dish sink sprayer and have his own bidet and stuff. Is weird.
That's a hand pump bidet.
Hand pump. I'll tell you
what. Well, just like the people around, like the shirt, Steve sponsoring our neighbor today.
Oh, and
RTC. I cannot say enough things about those guys.
They were very nice people.
Oh, they looked at us like we were crazy.
They had a nice big old booth. We could tell people, yeah, we're right across from the RTC booth.
And this was their first year. So they were over. Yeah, this was their first year. And talked to them. And if I would live down here, I think I'd rather work for them. I mean,
they had
nice equipment.
Real nice
people.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as, I mean, even the owners of it, the mom and dad and stuff that was there and the kids that worked, you know, was working for them.
Nephews and everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a family company for sure.
I told them before when we was packing up, I said, yeah, you guys were great neighbors. You're probably better neighbors than I've got back home across from
that's because you talk to these. You don't talk to your neighbors you have now.
Not really.
just get off my lawn.
The guy to the left of me, I don't even know his name, and I'm waiting.
That would be Dave by my screen.
He works at Sweetwater. And that whole time my oldest boy was working there, you know, I was trying to talk to him, and he never, you know, you're waiting on that one conversation where somebody tells a story or something, and they say their own name, you know, that way. Once I got it, I got it. But
yeah,
I'm not going to be
there. Just do it like everybody else. Hey, guy. Hey, buddy. Hey, fella.
Hey, what's up?
People pick up on that these days, I think. They're like, yeah, you don't know my name.
The one I hated the most, and I still to this day, is somebody wants to say, hey, guy. And then I actually went to school with somebody. His first name was Guy.
Guy? By the way, Steve, what? Are you filming me backwards?
No.
Dave's on the wrong side.
Oh, no, remember? I had to tear everything down.
Oh, yeah. Dave used to be on your other shoulder.
So, yeah, and I tried to make it sure, yeah, it was visible a little better.
You look
I'm still trying to figure out that
you know, I'm sitting here
on sign I got, though.
I'm sitting here looking at this page, and we did make Mike do a little work, but, I mean, Open Road, USCCA, you know, J.B. Hunt, Kathy sponsors, Talk CDL podcast, Badass Customs, you know, the list of people we went through here. It's hey, just Dave. Amazing. Seventh.
I still have my notes right here too.
Yeah,
we gotta get Steve a notebook.
Oh, I got one.
He was really improvident there with his little piece.
Hey, I got a nice one here. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
There's a truck show there. Where's this one?
You got the sun coming in your window, Dave, or what?
Yeah, it's nice and sunny here today.
You got a bad glare coming off of the...
It's just my outgoing personality, guys. Mm. He's
just like that picture I put of you that got all sorts of views. Bill, it said, Bill's glowing. Did you see how many people looked at that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And well, here, we'll give this a little shout out
real quick. It says June 9th through 11th, 2023, registration $100. It's called the Sunflower Classic Truck Show. It's going to be in 409 Lake Avenue, Garden Grove, Kansas City.
Wish we could be there. Wish we could be there for all of them, but...
Food, trucks, prizes, door prizes, and much more.
Dave, you got
Friday, Saturday.
You got to get Bill on the bandwagon here now. We need to promote this other show that we were invited to.
Yeah, let's hold off on that yet because we ain't got the final go on it. But, yeah, we're working on one here that's going to be a lot of fun. It looks like we're going to be a big part of it. And since it's... We're going to be in our neighborhood. We're going to step it up a little bit and do a little bit more. I mean, so
but I'm excited for it. Watch this space because
we got
more
something.
To come.
Yes, more to come. Should be an awesome time. So we'll look for that. But this one was just somebody must have given it to us. We have so much stuff that people give. They give us so much love. I can't say enough for everybody reaching out to it. You know, we got. Everybody, you know, Trucker G stopped over. I mean, we had, you know, everybody stopped over and said hi and
some stopped by more than others just to keep giving us a hard time.
Old Misty. Yeah, yeah.
Misty Big Rig there was permanent bunny ears the whole time we're there. I tell you,
sweetheart, and she sent me a couple messages of doing some stuff different, which I got to get on to, and. Just even the Big Rig, was it Big Rig Coffee or?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Big Rig Coffee.
Yeah,
them really guys. Great guys. I got it right here. Gabriel Massey and Hunter Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of really great young guys.
Super nice guys.
Just getting off the ground there, and I mean.
And decided to do a truck show. You know, if you're starting coffee.
Well, I'll tell you what, truckers drink coffee. I mean, you can't go wrong. Gosh.
I got a bag of their coffee, and I've been.
Is it pretty good?
It's pretty good. I mean.
Well, here, just to give you a shout out, Mike ordered Sunday. A case of their K-Cups. They have K-Cups, too?
Yep.
So he ordered them. Monday, he got an email back to him, said, I'm sorry, we're going to send you your money back. Our K-Cup machine is broken. It will be a week before we can get the parts to get it fixed. So they've already sent his money back, and he sent the money back and said, no, I'm ordering them anyway. When you get it fixed, send it to me.
Right.
He says, it's not a big deal. But that was nice of them. To reach back out to him and say, you know, we can't get them to you.
Instead of just letting the customer sit there
waiting. Instead of you just sitting there going,
sure,
why ain't I getting nothing? What's going on here? So
you don't understand. Cool. I got to have these K-Cups. I got to be able to talk a little smack, you know. So,
well, I'll tell you what. We interviewed an array of people far as
all kinds
companies, people that have gadgets that they've made that they're trying to promote.
The gadgets.
And that's what I want. I want to talk about that. That last one we did, that Chad Herzog with the gadget called the Doc Watch, I would have paid three times what he's asking for that back in the day when I pulled a van trailer and you were just dragging ass and trying to get some sleep to not have to sit there and watch that light the whole time you're in a dock.
Anybody's
interested in it, he's on one of the videos on our page, but he's got a contraption that looks like it's on a little extendable handle.
It just looks like a window washer.
Yeah, with a clip on it. And you put it on the light and as it's red. And
it's got a green light sensor on it.
Yeah. And it connects to your phone. You can hook
through
it
Bluetooth,
back in back in the dock, put it on there, go back up to your truck, and just go to bed. It'll tell you when how long the light's red before it turns green. And then it tells you how long the light was green before it turns or red turns back green, and then it'll send you an alarm to your phone to wake you up. So if you go to a place that you know you're going to be there 2-3 hours getting unloaded, you can sit there and just sleep the whole time instead of sitting there slumped over your wheel trying to look at the light. And I mean,
yeah,
it was when he pulled that out, I'm like, man, that's friggin' cool.
You know, oh, he pulled it out. I'm going, what the heck is that stupid thing?
You thought he was clean his windows.
Yeah, you know.
It reminded me, I don't know why, but it reminded me of the toys that we used to get years ago that had like the little dinosaur head at the top, and then
oh, yeah,
squeeze the thing at the bottom.
Yeah. Hey, don't make fun of them toys. Yeah, I use them to pick stuff up now when I'm mowing, so I don't have to get off the mower. I got one.
You know,
on,
I bet that's I got what a lot of those ended up getting used for. Yeah,
I got my little bucket on the front of my zero turn with my little grabber in there, so when I go by, I can pick it up.
Dave is a quintessential lawnmower. He loves mowing the grass, and
me
I
and
get
the tractor,
it.
And it's
the smell of the freshly cut grass
in the morning. A little coffee, a little fresh grass. Too bad
it's cold
it ain't
beer
the other
for
kind.
Me, but back when mom and dad was still alive, I'd be on the tractor. They had the tractor, so I'd go down and mow their grass. Mom would bring me out beers while I was mowing. The longer I took, the more unstraight the lines were.
Do you not remember the hard plastic baseball hats that had the six pack holder and the hose?
Yeah,
oh yeah,
I
have one that I mowed with that. The only problem was it would shake the shit out of them things if you was on some rough ground. You wear most of it, so you're sitting there, you know, trying to make sure you get it all. But go ahead.
Right when it came out, XM came out with a headset you could wear. And I bought it and activated it, and I'd go out and mow and put it on, and it'd work great till you went under a tree. And then it was terrible reception on it. So then I got rid of it, and then the XM went on to your phone under, you know, you can do it from your desktop. And then that was worked out 10 times better that you're coming across the phone signal. But to get the satellite signal worked great, as long as there wasn't a lot of trees in the yard. Sit there and listen to my Casey Kasem Stop 40 Countdown, 70s on 70, every day at noon.
Well, I had the big old pair of big muffs. It was the radio you tuned in and stuff.
I got those, too.
See, yeah.
Well, yeah, one thing I never bothered with was headphones. I don't know. I just don't know. I just enjoyed doing it. I don't know if
I got Mike enjoying it so much. We usually go mow the church, and if you mow it by yourself, it takes about 6.5 hours. But you do it two of us, we can knock it out in about 3 hours, and it's just something very, very, you know, it's almost 7 acres.
There's something visceral about it. I don't know. I don't know.
I like my line straight.
Yeah,
I like making it look like the baseball field.
Yep,
the checkerboard.
Then
that is
twice.
Cool. One thing that's kind of popular in my part of town here is diagonal.
Apparently,
doing it
apparently
diagonally.
The sun ain't, because I live 4 miles from you.
I don't have near the sunshine you do, or maybe I just.
Well, you're in the dungeon, so yeah.
It's that black cloud that follows Bill around, blocking the sun up.
I have a couple of windows here in the basement that I've. Well, I put, since I've got all this equipment down here, I put curtains up, but I could see a little bit, and it isn't as nice as it is in Dave's.
Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, we are working on, we're going to get a merch line started.
Oh, are we?
Something we're working on, so eventually you'll be able to just jump on the website and grab something, or if you see us live, we'll be taking it out, but we're going to start a little merch line, give you a little love, hat, shirt, sweatshirt, something. We don't know everything yet, but we're working on it, so.
Yep. There was one other product that we interviewed a guy there, and he was really shy. Didn't want to be on camera. He wanted to be a real great guy, nice guy, but he was just a little shy. But he had that magnet stop where it has a magnet and with the pin that goes in your slider holes, so you can slide where you want your slider to stop, put it in there, and boom, it stops on it.
Oh, he didn't really want to go into the
interview? He was shy.
I didn't get a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, he was uncomfortable, but I mean, I talked him through it. He did a good job. But I'm going to tell you, if he's listening or catches this, my mom's buying one. She wants one. She's like, man, where were those at? I'm like, I don't know. That's a pretty good idea, though. She's like, save me from getting up and down out of the truck 5 or 6 times. I'm like, yeah.
I did it for her yesterday. Like yeah. I said, I actually run with her yesterday. She backed up to the dock and she set her brakes and I just stood there and I popped the thing. She opened the door and got out and I'm like, get back in the truck. You're ready to go. Oh, thank you so much, Dave.
Yeah, I just You're talked. A fine young man, Dave.
I talked to her last night a little bit.
Sometimes.
But yeah, that MagnaStop was a pretty cool invention.
They made to make more young men like you.
Oh, my God. We could not. The world would not go around.
That Dave, he's a fine young man.
That sounds like his neighbor, Bill.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
You know, if he ever comes on looks like a glazed donut, we know what happened.
Glazed donut. That's just wrong.
He got six languages.
That
he got
wrong.
Neck deep in his neighbor.
he broke the seal.
Oh, that seal's been broke.
Oh, and I do want to give a shout out to the seven fleet guys for the free Slurpees down there.
Yep.
Oh. And Billy,
seven fleet guys.
I never got one of those because I don't.
I thought
why.
It. I was sort of.
You didn't get one of what?
The Slurpees. I can't remember why. We walked.
You
over
didn't
there.
Walk over there, did you?
We did.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. We got on that side. My favorite part of that, Bill, was you him coming back to check us out over at our booth and sitting down with us. And what people don't know, Seven Fleet is part of 7-Eleven Speedway Stripes. It was one of
which
those.
Is really confusing right now.
Yeah. But they're wanting to put in more fuel stops for trucks and stuff at their facilities. And we had Bill, he sat down.
Love a Speedway fuel stop.
And Bill told him his little Speedway story. And the best part about it, Bill, and I don't know if you noticed this, I was giggly like a schoolgirl because I love the story. I like hearing the story.
It took you a minute to remember it because I don't think you've heard it in a while.
But the reaction and look on his face when you got to the part about that company that he runs and looks, you know, takes care of, he was like, you could tell it was sort of, he's laughing it off, but it looked like he was a little irritated, didn't he?
For anybody that's listening to the audio only version,
and, I mean,
you got to go
check
the
YouTube. If it was me and running a company like that, that somebody told you that story about that happened at your company, that would
we didn't put that on mic.
But that was before.
Yeah.
That was before 7-Eleven took over.
You got to realize we didn't put that on mic, so they can't go.
Oh, I know. No.
Yeah.
But just the look on his face, and I was like thinking, I'm like, Bill, are you watching him?
No, I knew
he was uncomfortable for a second.
I knew he'd get a kick. Well,
what's my favorite story? It's like, tell me a bedtime story, Bill, and that's the
probably,
one I want to hear. Come on,
probably the most interesting thing about me, if I had to be honest.
That's pretty sad, Dave.
Well, I mean, you know.
Wait a minute. The most interesting thing about you is making a sandwich?
No. No.
I mean.
Not paying for the sandwich, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that drove him worse.
His conscience. He's got a good conscience, I'll tell you.
Yeah. You wouldn't be a very good thief, would you?
It gets the
you?
Best of him sometimes.
Well, it's just my younger years, you know. I just kind of ran fast and loose, and I ended up paying the price many times over for that. So,
oh, so you do believe in karma.
Well, I believe in people calling the cops on you or, like, talking a lot of mess on you, you know. Yeah. So.
But we had quite a few good interviews there. I was really pleased with the people that would talk to us and, you know, and wanted to talk to us. We had people just coming by, hey, can you do an interview with us? I'm like, well, sure, sit down with us, you know. And I don't know, I think all our interviews come out pretty good.
Because we had an absolute pro conducting the interview.
I have a list that, here. Yeah. It's just crazy. It just...
Oh, sure.
I enjoyed the lawyer. Remember her?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
We About had getting Joe John, paid for Joe John Harris, a.k.a. Dollface.
Yep.
And, Tom Pastolka. From this Delta is Tom Pastolka from the Delta Defense.
He didn't have no accent.
No, this
I'll
is
tell
no
you what.
Was our dinner companion, wasn't she from Open Road?
Yeah, that would be...
No, she's... where's it at here?
It's insurance, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring her up
here. I thought it was Open Road. She was there 1 o'clock.
I'm trying to bring her up because these videos are not necessarily in the
order. You're looking at, I'm looking at the paperwork.
I'm scrolling down through the videos that we uploaded. She's on here
somewhere. She was some open road drivers playing, Tanya.
Yeah, open roads. Yep. That's what I thought.
Yep. And it looked like on her website they had a couple more shows they were doing still. I remember where she was at, where they were at.
Yep, Tanya Hendricks from Open Road, Road Drivers Plan. Yep. I really hope to see all these people again next year and reconnect with them.
As long as they don't quit their job, you might.
Yeah.
But...
And for the other reason, too, a few of our first interviews were a little rough, and the audio was just no good. I've got this one camera, and incidentally, it's the one I'm using right now, and it's fine sitting up here right next to my machine, plugged in. It works just fine on this. We tried to use it with an extension cord at the truck show, and it just shit the bed.
When you say extension cord, I'm thinking three-prong electric.
Just a regular extended cord.
Extension
we spliced two cords together for them, yeah, to reach everything.
Yeah, an extended cord.
First, it was a technical issue with a USB hub, so that's just out of the question. And then when I tried to use a USB extension cord, it just completely crapped out. So we used the much cheaper 1080p cameras, and it was grand from then on out. So that was a learning experience.
I got a question for you. I'm seeing stuff now that's instead of 1080p saying 1400. Is there another one better now?
Well, that's more with the 5K. The 5G.
1400 is like 2K, which is good for laptop monitors. That's a good resolution.
See, folks, we're throwing Bill a little tech bone here so he can
instead of just sitting back and watching
me talk and me and Dave talk all the time.
You see me kind of pep up when I get these tech questions.
Yeah, if not, he would just sit back and listen to us and let us do all that.
How's this screening keyboard thingy work?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, 14. I forgot about a lot of these people.
Well, Dave, we had 3 days.
I know.
And we gave out, what'd you say, 3,000 business cards. We talked to a lot of people.
I'm not through them all yet. I just started. That's this afternoon's project and probably little Easter Sunday sit down and...
Gotcha.
Got to hand it to the younger people that were there, the exhibitors and that were able to do all that and then go out partying that night until the wee hours and here the three of us were half naked in bed by 9:30.
Hey, don't tell about the half naked.
Hey.
And I was thinking to myself, heck yeah, we get done with the show, guys, we're gonna go out and eat some dinner. We're gonna go hit the bar and get some drinking done. We go out, eat dinner, and everybody's like, oh, I'm full, I'm ready for a nap.
Well, no, I mean, I could tell when we were...
The first night's dinner was...
Give the shout-out, Dave. It was delicious.
It was good, and Bill's sister met us, and she lied to him and said she wasn't coming, and next thing
you
know,
we're there.
That was
actually Wednesday night, yeah.
Yeah, so...
This fabulous place in the Bohemian District there in...
Louisville.
Place called Ditto's.
Delicious food. How was the cheesecake, Bill?
Okay, let me go ahead and diagram for a
second.
Here
we go. Because we're always talking cheesecake on the road that you guys pick up out at Truckee.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of places out there on the east side of Ohio where you can get some darn good cheesecake. However.
Is there anything bad about cheesecake?
No, there's no bad category.
This one, I can only describe it as a sugar gravy over top of it.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what to call it.
It wasn't gravy. It was
sugar gravy.
Dave, it was heaven.
Drives Dave nuts.
It was heaven.
No,
it's
it was kind
of like an eclair, you know, poured over the top.
Slightly lighter.
So wanted to stop back there and buy a whole
sugar gravy. I love it.
Well, I don't know any better way to give it justice.
Give me some of that there sugar gravy on that cheesecake, please.
Yeah, get a little extra sugar gravy on my dessert tonight there, boys.
But anyways, how was it, Bill?
Okay, so as I've said before, I'm going to make a very dangerous comment about this cheesecake. That was the best cheesecake I've had in my entire life. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I will
That's
say
hard it's to in, believe.
It's in my top three for sure.
Where's the other far two? As,
I can't remember, but I know I've had some.
Right I think now, you're in denial.
For right now, yeah. it is number. It's on the top of the list, number one. Yeah.
But we had a whole lot. That was a magnificent feast.
Well,
at that
we had
place.
Like 10 appetizers. And, so yeah.
By the way, did you
when you have a whole pizza for an appetizer?
Yeah.
Did you agree with the
waiter,
with the
waitress, server? How do you want to call them?
No. Back to the truck show.
Oh.
Did you agree with the winner of the military theme trucks?
I didn't catch which one it was.
Oh, Prime got it.
Prime.
Yeah.
They were all nice. That was
I know you were over there interviewing guys. That's why I was wondering.
I interviewed one and took pictures of all of them. That was one thing I sort of screwed up a little bit. I wanted to take pictures of their barcodes for each one so people could, when I posted
vote.
That they could have voted. And I didn't know if you had to be there or not. But, yeah, I slipped my mind. That's how they were doing the voting with the barcodes and stuff over there, or the Q codes. But, yeah.
I think my truck would look good, too, if I never went over 62 mile an hour.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ching. Where's your soundboard, Dave, with the rim shot? Come on.
It's way over here.
Yeah, you leave that right over there.
So, and what'd you do with Bubba? The interview you did with him. Didn't you say you've met him before?
Yes, and I got talking to him. I had a picture on my phone of his old truck. And I told him, he said he's out of Lakeland, and I've watched his videos on YouTube before.
He's a heavy hauler, right?
He has his own company called Atlas Heavy Haul, and he runs out of Lakeland, Florida. And nice guy, man. The truck he's got now is just show quality, beautiful. I mean, he was in a booth for a company that they were promoting the product that he uses on his truck or whatever. But the truck was just beautiful, and I had run into him before down at, I went to an auction, it was in Gainesville or somewhere down in Florida. I was at an auction picking up some equipment or dropping some off, and he pulled in with that other truck he used to have, and I mean, it was just gorgeous. And I took a picture of it, and then went to show. I said, I know a guy out of Lakeland down there. I said, it's got a real nice. He says, that's mine. I'm like, really? And I could pull that picture up on my phone. He's like, yep, that's my old truck. And I guess he was in a lawsuit or something. I didn't catch the whole story for sure, but he don't have that truck anymore. But yeah, he's got a nice little horse ranch down there, I think, in Lakeland and everything. And there's a videos of him on YouTube all over. So,
well, that was pretty cool. Anytime you get to see them guys out on the highway and then come meet them into shows,
always fun. And I'll tell you what, he was the first interview I did at the show.
Oh, was he?
Yep, first one, and went down and asked him, you know, and I was a little nervous to, you know, to start asking people because, yeah, it promotes them, but some of them be like, you know, who are you? What do you do? Well, no, I don't want to interview with you. And nice guy, he was like, sure, yeah. I said, well, hey, I'll be back in a little while. I mean, you know, if you get a little free time, he's like, yeah, just come on back. And me and Mikey went back, and we did a nice little interview with him there, and it turned out
producer slash cameraman Mikey.
That was when we were still holding the phone upward. Instead of sideways. Yeah. That was pretty cool, and it looks from the numbers I'm seeing on the video we did with him, he's well liked because he's got the highest views on all our videos that we put out here. So
yeah, him and Ed or John Ed
Eddie. John Eddie with Badass,
yeah, the Badass Truck Parts. Yeah.
He's right up there in the views too. So
But that's good.
I like that we did. Me and Mike went outside, and where they had all the fancy, the Shine and Pride, the Pride and Shine and stuff outside. There's a big OIDA trailer out there to walk through, and we went in there and did an interview with OIDA. The guy was in there, and he was very knowledgeable what the program is, what they did, who they helped, you know, all the information and stuff. And
I didn't realize that. I'm looking here. I see you also did an interview with Seven Fleet at their booth, but they came back over to our booth. Is where I met them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brought me a free slushie. So the next time I stop at 7-Eleven, I can get me one.
I'm going to use that this weekend.
It gave me one, but somehow it disappeared. I don't know.
Took it, huh?
Your wife took it.
No, I mean it disappeared before I even made it out of that booth.
It's probably in that.
It's probably in the bag. I might be
back
able to
off your
strum
game
through
just a little bit, Dave. You're coming.
Am I too close
bit.
Again? There we go.
Yeah. But then I
that
mean,
any better?
Yeah, that's better.
That's because I'm right on the bottom.
Yeah, that's fine. Just back off the gain a little bit.
And I know I'm fine, but thanks for noticing. I appreciate it.
You can count on me, Dave.
A lot of fineness right here.
The kids hate it when mom and dad fight. I had a thing. Just the stuff he was telling us, I didn't know a few things that he was explaining to as far as being able to shoot them a question or something, and they would get it in the right direction to get it to your senator or representative and stuff. And he gave us a few things on that interview about what they're covering, and the main thing right now is the truck parking and everything, and that they were they were all over that, you know, trying to help everybody out.
God, that's a huge
represent
problem.
Them. So,
well, even though like Michael Lambert, we interviewed him, and he's the fitness. He has the podcast for
that
the fitness
our, by
guy.
Far that was our longest interview. Yeah,
that was Mike, the funniest yeah. one. Yeah,
yeah. Well, he had a personality for the interview. You know,
well,
he
said he's got his own channel and stuff.
Yeah,
too.
Right. Too, but it's and he's like the fitness guy doing a fat trucker.
Yeah, he was trying to. I think he was eyeballing to thin us down and. We could have a before and after picture that we did his program.
Oh, it was
you know?
Too funny.
You know,
I loved it.
Am I wrong about this? I've thought about this several times since the show, and I've thought, you know, what if we did get healthy? Would that be problematic for the brain?
No, we're still three fat truckers.
Yeah.
Always going
to
be.
Well, I feel like one of us is just going to have to bite the bullet and stay fat.
Well, trust me.
Okay, I'll do it.
I don't think we're ever going to get looking like him. We're not going to run marathon, but we may shed a.
He's
ton
a bit
or
younger.
Two.
He's a bit younger than.
Bit younger. Bit. A
well,
bit.
Can be like Dave's, half Dave's older age. Than us, Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely more than half. Your
I do want to give a good shout out here, and I think you guys do too. To okay. the big rig mattress.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
we
to
went
be
down
continued
there.
On that.
Oh yeah, yes. So we went down and visited Mr. Brian Mathis that owns it and designed it and everything. And
Mathis when mattress.
When you go to any mattress store, they always tell you, you know, lay down here. And after about six mattresses, they tell you after six, you're pretty much punch drunk. They're all going to feel the same after you've laid down on that.
Yep.
And that one that they had there at the show, he had two different ones. One was sort of firm, one was soft, and the one that was firmer.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did you make it down there and lay on it?
Oh, yeah. I got
Bill. Oh, my God. I was.
If I had that in my truck.
Oh, yeah. If I was still driving, dangling. I'd have one for sure.
Yeah.
I mean.
I went down there and laid down flat on my back, which normally is uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Not a pain. Nothing.
Exactly.
Everything went away. Just amazing.
Yeah. If I was still driving, I mean. I don't
well,
know what
and
that,
like you
I,
said,
if it cost $1,000, I would have had one.
I thought it was reasonable. I didn't think
it
was bad.
They're only like 400 some. They're no more
bucks.
Than
something like don't quote us for sure. Check them out.
Yeah, I mean, it was
depending on the size
bucks.
Too.
But if you tell them you heard it on Three Fat Truckers, you'll get a 10%.
No,
you'll get a 10% discount on the next hat
that
we sell you.
Distortion. On
the next hat,
with truth.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But no, it was an amazing product. I've had all different kinds of mattresses over the years, and usually they're thin as a cracker. You lay down on them, and you're feeling the board underneath.
You feel
the
board,
or you
feel the seat belts that are under the mattress.
Oh, I cut
what
those
do you mean
out.
Under, Dave? You're supposed to use them for safety.
I don't need to put them up when I'm parked in a parking lot, so in case I fall out of the bed.
That way you can tie her up by her ankles. I mean,
there you go.
Hey,
string them up. Hey, there you go. Dun.
But yeah, I could not believe that it was. It felt great. I mean, if I was still driving, I would have one.
The other irritating thing is when you sit on the side of it. You know, like
it
when I'm sitting
breaks
there.
Breaks down.
Yeah, and the side is the first thing that breaks down right there in the middle where you need the most support too.
Yep.
It's irritating, you know. But yeah, fantastic mattress. I'm probably gonna get one as soon as I can. Get the permission to use the old company credit card.
Yep.
I haven't
actually
talked
you
to
just
the old
use
man,
it
though.
Bill and say, oh, I don't know how that got on there.
Did I do that? I'm sorry.
How do you pronounce Kathy's last name?
It's Toscaro.
Toscaro.
Yeah, we interviewed some just interesting people.
Straight up, outstanding person.
We had three ladies that we interviewed that were pretty much on the same page far as abuse and human trafficking, and that their story on how they got out of it and how they're trying to help other people
and how they got into trucking. And well, now trucking.
Kathy Toscaro is
Kathy is an equipment operator.
Yeah, and she's the author of the book Dream Big.
Yeah, she used to be a nurse and found herself
awesome interview. That one was fun.
Yeah, abused, homeless, an alcoholic, and lost her job and got lucky and was able to be drawled out of how many thousands of people for
she's got a unique work schedule that it gives.
Yeah, 2 weeks
her,
on, 2 weeks yeah. off.
Which is kind of would be kind of nice. I feel like it's probably 7 days a week working.
Oh,
but
probably. Yeah. Well, and it's for ExxonMobil, she said too. So.
Right.
And that's up where she works is up in Canada. But yeah, she has a real good story. How she
wasn't she a Canadian girl anyway?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. She's from Canada, but she says she lives in L.A. now. So. Oh yeah, Bill. Did you see on her Instagram? Her and Dave's Jeep buddies. Now they got the same vehicle.
Yeah. This is her.
She just bought one.
This is her little.
Her
big fist.
Yep. There you go.
Love it.
Yep. There she is. But the other one, we had her, and you know, she was talking about how she got out of abuse and everything. Then there was,
Brandy Felton.
Brandy. She was promoting
Truckers Against Trafficking.
Truckers Against Trafficking, right. And she had a real good story and. Explained how people, what they should look for and everything, and how who to report it to, and, you know, and they've helped quite a few people.
Well, I'll just
then
go down
then
the
you
list
had
here.
Dollface.
Dollface. That was trying to, yeah.
Joe John. She was saying, you know, if you're in a bad situation and you're getting thrown out of your house, she said, get into trucking. It's a home. It's pay. It's a way. You're safe. You can start right say, from day one.
If you need the phone, they've got
yes, they will supply you with everything. Yeah. If you're sitting out there, so that's awesome.
Yeah. I'll go through the
I guess
list
men
here.
Could do the same thing too.
Yeah, I've never been closer to homeless than I was when I was OTR back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're literally homeless, you need to start your life. You can go to a school, get trained how to drive truck. They will take care of you, put you up.
Yep.
You know.
Usually got to work for that. If whoever trains you, you got to work for that company for a year so they can get their money back out of you.
But well, let me go down the list here of our interviews just to get a shout out. That way we're not leaving anybody out.
Yeah.
Christopher Ivey from AKA Wannabe Trucker, Jimmy Jackson with Equiplink Auctions. That was a fun one too because
he was fun.
He auctioned off Dave and there wasn't no reserve and we still couldn't get $5.
Yeah, you just
couldn't
get
a starting bid.
Away.
It's a problem.
Matt with TNT Laser Alignments, Kelsey, I never can
Kelsey
figure out
Eckert.
Eckert with Eckert Associates. Chad Herzog, go ahead.
Well, Kelsey was the one that was sort of a one and only in her field there as far as the niche.
She was trying to get you back pay when your truck is down in these insurance companies.
Yeah.
Don't want to pay you that
wage
for that truck sitting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
wage insurance.
Lost wages for the truck. Not if you were in an accident or something, that truck's down for a month, 2 months, 3 months, you're waiting on parts, waiting for it to get fixed.
Yeah, she still got bills coming in.
Yep, she'll help get you paid. So
then we had Chad Herzog. We talked about him briefly with he had the Doc Watch.
Yep.
Then one of my favorites, Raman S. Dillon. He was representative of NAPTA, which is the North American Punjabi Trucking Association. That was a rather good interview, informative.
Yeah,
the only thing wrong, and maybe it's me, but when you say Punjabi, it makes me want to smile and laugh. I don't know why. That one word.
It reminds me of the Haywood Banks song where he's talking about.
Is that where I heard it?
Where he goes, cow, moo, 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 that song. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, Punjabi always makes me smile.
I thought that was an important interview because people call those drivers Arabs. and it's just
they're South American. Yeah, they're Americans.
Well, they live in Canada. I mean, they're from the Far East, not the Middle East. But you see the headdress and you put these people all in the same category, and it's just not the case. So I thought that was a good one.
Well, they provide education and all the service and stuff for people that want to get in the trucking industry. So.
And he's got a podcast too. I listen to it. It's in Punjabi. I was thinking about trying to learn Punjabi.
I looked up a few words.
What language is Punjabi? Like, come on, let me hear it.
Huh?
Orish. That is not good. It's not enough just to talk like this, because then I have to change my name to Kevin or Kyle or something like that and get a job with AT&T customer
you service. Don't you have a convenience store? You already worked at one.
No,
you worked at a convenience store.
Those days are over. I am moving on now. I am Big Shot now.
Big Shot.
Yeah, Brandy Belton with Truckers Against Trafficking. Hannah Markham with TCS Fuel, TCS Fuel Network. She gave us some hats.
They were a discounted fuel service where if you use their network, you got, you know, and but their cards were good at every place. But if you were in the network that they wanted, you got discounted.
Well, they were the ones that were the Road Dog. Because, I don't see a lot of Road Dog. Road Dog's one of their...
Petro and TA's was in their network. And
yeah, that means they just got bought out by BP, too. Because that's just who bought them out. So.
Gabriel Massey and Hunter Wilson from Big Rig Coffee. Nicholas Sturm from U.S. Health Advisors.
They were the health insurance guys. It was pretty funny. He was nervous about the interview. He was a little nervous. His boss kept trying to get him on there. He's like, I'm coming.
So, you know, you just have no idea what to expect.
He sat there real straight with his chin up. He was like very professional and everything. And we were busting on him.
I think that some people were a little apprehensive of us because they kind of thought we were shock jocks and we were going to bring them on. And
we're
just
everyday Joes that like to talk and
like
BS
to talk. And if we,
I will say, as far as our listeners go, me and Dave did take Bill out of his comfort zone by 1,000%. But
yeah,
he endured. And next year when we go back.
Next year when you
I'll
go back.
I'll be a madman next year.
Bill, you're going to see the whole show, not three rooms.
I absolutely cannot because the internet.
Yes, you can.
Unless you're going to pay extra for the good internet.
We're going to hog tie you, and you're going to go. So
I was. It meant a lot to me to try to do the best job we could there.
Yeah.
And it really paid off.
And if you notice, everybody waited till after the show a day.
Just to get through this list, Tom Pastolka from Delta Defense, really interesting guy, cool guy. Brian Mathis from the Big Rig Mattress, we can't go on about that enough, I think. Kelly Takaro. Kathy Takaro, Joe John Harris.
Sweet lady.
Magnastop, WCS Permit and Pilot Car Company. 7 Fleet, Pro Driver Project, Michael Lombard with Lombard Trucking. Yeah, he was. That interview was almost a half an hour, which is about 10-15 minutes longer than the average.
Yeah, most of them we were keeping around under 4 minutes, two to three. I mean,
yeah, the ones you were walking around, they were even. Owida, Renegade. Booth Barbie
with Barbie. Yeah, she uses Renegade products on her vehicles, and
it's cleaning stuff.
Yeah, so she had her vehicles in their booth is what they was doing.
Bennett that Heavy one. Haul.
Yep.
Bubba they Branch.
Bennett was in the military tribute with all the military trucks that we posted all the pictures of them.
John Eddy.
Did your furnace turn off, Dave? It's quiet now.
Yes, it did.
Bobby Coffee Loy from the LGBTQ Plus Truck Driver Network. That was another one of my favorites because
Well, it's just getting information out there. People are so judgmental and everything and scared of what they don't know. And it was...
Hey, I'm that one.
It was something good to get more information out there for the public, so...
And I think he was another one that was apprehensive about us at first.
Well, and I think he was a little nervous, too, when he first started with the interview. But, you know, and we weren't there to make fun of anybody.
I was.
Well... We always say we're not. We don't try to offend anybody. We try to offend everybody. But
see what? Let's talk about what we mean by that. We're not. When we say we're here to offend everybody, that doesn't mean we're going to pick out the thing that is hurtful to talk about. It means that we're gonna make a few jokes. We're gonna say some things that might be a little off color sometimes.
No, and what we're gonna do is we're gonna treat you like a normal person. And if I joke with you, I joke with everybody. Yeah. That's what it means. I don't look at you any different than I look at anybody else, and that's how you get treated.
And I think that level of honesty, that level of genuineness that you get from somebody that's
goes not a long way.
It goes a long way.
Well, let's get through these. We're running out of time, guys.
Open Road Drivers Plan, we had Tanya on there.
Fun. Had fun with her all weekend.
She was a hoot.
And Seventh Fleet, of course. Now, like I said, there was a couple interviews that didn't actually get
uploaded. We got Seventh Fleet on there twice somehow. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, I think I uploaded it, and I didn't know that you uploaded it.
No, we don't. So.
Yeah, it is. It's,
oh, yeah. They're...
But, and then we got... The shout out to the three fat truckers.
Yeah, our test
Bill
run.
Bill, Dave, and Steve that endured the 3 days of fun with all you folks there at the show.
It was.
And we really hope that we made it a little better for everybody.
Of course, we always hope that we brighten the day up a little bit and that. But, I guess I'll speak for myself. It was transformative, it was nothing but positive. And I cannot wait till next year.
Well, I'll tell you what. I got one on here. I think I told you about it, but I'll just read it here real quick. And it ended up getting in my personal inbox, but I got a message from I think it's Brad Fisher. And he says, just wanted to say hi. Got a card at Matt's a couple of days ago from you guys. I'm a welder. Listening to you guys the last 2 days has been informative. I think he's lying there, but
confusing informative with infuriating
and really funny. I came from a trucking family and have owned several, but life dealt me welding, so that's what I'm doing right now. Just wanted to say thanks for your podcast. So I mean, that was nice far as
just somebody reaching out.
Well,
there.
A little.
Somebody reached out. Woo! We're there.
Fantastic, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We've arrived, finally. It's only been a year. Well, we better get out of here, guys. Do us a favor. Go like and subscribe. Just go down the list and hit the like button on all of our videos, if you don't mind, and then subscribe. We really do need the love, and I hope you enjoyed the new on the audio only version. For now, I'm working on a good workflow to get some production value in the video side as well. But for now, we just have theme music on the audio only side, and this episode will be the first episode with the new theme music. So I hope you enjoy that. Like and subscribe. Email the show@3ftpodcast.org. Go to the website 3ftpodcast.org. There's links on that website to all of our socials, as well as all of the platforms that the show is available on. We love you, and we will be back in 2 weeks. Until which time, I've been Bill,
and Dave.
And Steve, thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
Have a good Easter, everybody.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Happy Easter.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA, so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.